This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So, I think it's no secret that Michaela and I, we have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
We drifted apart, went our separate ways, but then we would see each other and it'd be like, you know.
Yeah, and we did the normal catch-up Facebook thing. Like, I saw what you were doing for the years and was like, that's my pal.
Sure.
But not, like, in person.
Yeah, right. And then now, over this last year...
in person.
Yeah, and best friends never to be separated.
Period.
I don't care. I don't care. We could go... Literally, we could probably go a year. I hope we never do.
No.
But we could go a year, not talk, and then just pick it right back up again, whatever.
Totally.
Adrian, part
Same.
Of the family, you know, all the, yeah. We're all family now.
100%. Yep.
What that gives you, though, is the ability to take liberties with your friend. We're about to do a show where we're like, hey, you know, friendly, happy, upbeat. We're going to make it a great day for everybody. Michaela and I just took turns dropping bombs on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Explosives. Exploded.
Second day back, we dropping bombs.
That's
like
right.
That.
And then we're like, oh, is it time to do the show? Let's go, baby.
She's talking about death, hospital, cancers, all this stuff. Yeah. I'm talking about, it's no secret, this company's going to make cuts coming up again, you know, stuff like that.
We're no fakers in this, okay? There's no fluff in this room.
And it was literally like, we're talking about this deep, awful, horrible stuff. And then it was like,
6 o'clock.
Okay, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do a show. Woo!
Let's go, baby.
That's just funny. And I just looked over and I went, God dang, we are friends.
We are pals.
Because who else can do that?
Of course.
If this wasn't real, if this wasn't like real life, where we could just go, okay, we just talked about this thing.
Yeah.
But now we're going to go do this thing.
Yeah. We're layered. We've got depth.
That's right.
So,
that's
consummate
right.
Professionals.
We're not superficial.
I don't want to brag. Listen, I'm so not a professional. Can I tell you? This is so stupid.
But we are. We're professional in the idea of when the light comes on.
It's go time,
Let's
baby.
Go. The rest of it, please illustrate.
So you know that I've been at Centennial Hills Hospital as we take care of my stepmom.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I'm sitting in there, and this nurse comes in. Lovely. Can I just say they've been lovely to my stepmom?
Sure.
Every single person.
I told you they're good there.
You absolutely did. I cannot say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So this nurse comes in, and she goes to take my stepmom's blood, and she's gentle, wonderful, and I'm just rubbing my stepmom's head. And before she leaves, she said, Gordon. And I was like, mm-hmm. And she goes, that's her last name? I said, yes, it is. And she said, are you Michaela? And I was like, mm-hmm. And she goes, I listen to you every morning. I love you guys. And I said, well, everything's solved. Everything's fixed. Every cure has been healed. Thank you for listening to us.
God bless
them. Love you. That's all I had. It's all I had to hold on to yesterday. And I said, holding on tightly.
Just to make sure, because it's been a minute since I've been in this spot. Will you just ask somebody what they need? And we'll send over. I don't know whether it's a tray of sandwiches, you know what I mean. Will you just find out what makes
Absolutely.
Them happy, what
Absolutely.
Makes them tick, and we'll take care of that. Like,
definitely,
tomorrow.
That's so sweet, Chet. Yeah, for sure. They're lovely over there. They're nice to us over there. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a tough gig. People make jokes on social media. Hey, everybody wants to date a nurse. Because scrubs are hot. I'll just say it right now.
Oh, yeah. The nurse has never been so cute.
Scrubs are wicked hot. But that's a tough life.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just really is.
Yeah, yeah.
We're pro-nurse on that. We're pro a lot of things.
Oh, sure are.
We're big supporters on this show.
Definitely.
Nurses, doctors.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mostly nurses.
Yeah.
Male and female. Gay and straight.
Yeah, we don't care.
And
we love you.
Undecided.
And if you love us. We love you even more.
If you love us, we love you even more. Now, I know that the first answer is what they could really use is booze. But we're not doing that. All right. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, you want to go see Chelsea Handler at the what? At the Chelsea,
what?
Stop it. You know, you shut up.
Clever.
It's funny. I like stupid stuff. You want to go see Chelsea Handler at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday, July 5th? Of course you do.
Yeah.
So why don't you call us right now at 702-364-9898. I love this first pick.
Tell me.
Katie, who lives in Providence, I was at the store and needed to use the bathroom. I was trying to wait till I get home. Sure. Everybody loves home court advantage.
Of course.
Sure. Home ice advantage. I was trying to wait till I get home, but this was urgent.
Fine.
Thankfully, the bathroom was empty. So I grabbed the handicap stall.
Okay.
Listen, I'll be the first to admit. I'll put my hand up.
Same. Hands up.
Back Katie's play.
Yep.
I always go into the handicap stall.
Totally.
Okay. Good. Good. You'll like this then. I deal with bouts of really bad anxiety, says Katie. And confined spaces often will, you know, she says trigger an attack. Yeah,
totally.
Then I heard the door open. I quickly finished and opened the door to the stall. There was a woman in a wheelchair who immediately went on the attack.
Oy.
Calling me a selfish pig for using the handicap.
Whoa.
I explained that I'm claustrophobic and apologized. Then she started going off. She used the term blasted. Katie used the term blasted. Then she started going off on people my age, saying we need to toughen up. Stop being such a bunch of babies. She didn't use the term babies. Excellent. I quickly left, feeling now not only anxious, but second-guessing myself. Aren't mental health problems considered a disability also? Yes, no, maybe so. I don't think that's the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, I'm... Just, we need to discuss. 702-364-9898. I do not want the discussion to be our mental health problems, a disability.
Yeah.
Because that's a different... That's
We're talking
a different,
physicality, baby.
It's a different story.
Yep.
My question, and I have a very strong side on this.
Okay.
And I already said, I go in there, but before you go, you're a monster. Hear me out. Hear me out, because you know I'm not a monster. You know I'm not a monster, and we do a lot of name calling in our society these days, and we're quick to name call.
Yeah.
So, and I've honestly, I now find it boring and unintelligent to immediately go to the name calling.
Yeah.
I do. I find it on social media. I unfollow. I just quietly slip away, not because I disagree. I find you boring.
You're not engaging.
No, with your screaming and yelling. So is it, I guess the real question I want to ask, 702-364-9898, is it okay to use the handicap stall if you are not handicapped?
Okay. Right? Yeah, right? I have an answer.
And how do you feel about it? And caller 25 will offer up Chelsea Handler tickets. All right, your job is to call now. Good luck.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick?
Okay,
no, it's not.
Let's start.
I'm just
going
to go ahead. No, it's not. It's not the first pick. It's not. It's not happening. What's wrong with the phones, Adrian? What did you do?
I have no idea.
Who were you calling last night in the studio?
Who was I calling?
This is how I can tell you. All right. Were you calling those 1-800 numbers again? Oh, my God. When we were in Hawaii, in the middle of the night, an ad came up for 1-800 number.
Really?
Call 1-800. I was going to get something, and I was right by the TV. Uh-huh. It was fairly late. All of a sudden, a big, giant pair of boobs are in my face on the giant TV, and I'm like, ah! What is this? We're watching a movie on TBS or something, something like that in the hotel room, TV. And we're watching a stupid movie, and all of a sudden, this big, giant pair of boobs are in my face, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What happened? Mm-hmm. And it was, it was the 1-800 number.
Advertising.
Is that what you did?
No, it was not. It was not. Those are the great things about hotels.
Something sabotaged. I would investigate that, but we don't have the time right now. The phones suck. So I'm sorry. No Chelsea Handler tickets for you right now. We'll try and figure it out later. Wait, something's flashing.
I'm just clicking buttons, just hoping that it'll work.
Oh, never mind.
He's tricking us.
Long and the short of it, I'll just say this really quick. So the question was, what's her name? Katie in Providence. Went to the store, had to use the bathroom, went in the handicap stall. Somebody came in a wheelchair and screamed at her. She came out right away. She heard him.
Yeah.
She heard him come in. She came out right away. They screamed at her for being in it. That also triggered her anxiety and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't believe, I often choose the quote-unquote handicap stall.
Yeah.
Disability stall, whatever you want to call it. Handicapped accessible does not mean handicapped exclusive. And I will also, if there was somebody waiting, yes, would I try to wrap up my business and get the hell out as quickly as I could? Yes. I'm generally not in there hanging out, checking Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever you do. Whatever you do,
on
your phone.
Yeah, not in a public restroom.
Not a public restroom. Gross.
Totally.
So, just, man, everybody needs to slow down just a touch.
Yeah, also, I feel like I use the handicap bathroom as well. If the situation were me, if I were using it, I opened the door, somebody needed it, I would have felt bad.
Sure.
If she yelled at me, I would have let her. She's probably scared. She probably wanted to just use the bathroom. I wouldn't have really thought much into it. I would have been like, sorry, sis, bye.
But... Do you also have the right or the privilege to yell at somebody if you think they're taking too long while you have to go in any stall?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like no, she could have handled it differently, but also she's limited to the restrooms that she can use because of her wheelchair. And if I came out and she was upset, I would understand her frustration.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't take it personally. Like, I feel like you just got to know if you're going to use the handicap bathroom, which I do.
Yeah.
Check the surroundings and you might get yelled at, babe.
But accessible does not mean exclusive to me.
Such a good point.
To me.
Of course. But.
And by the way, the number of times that's happened in my lifetime. Once?
I know, maybe. It's never happened.
So
I've never opened the door.
I'll take the gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the gamble.
Yeah.
So you're right, Michaela. Yell at me.
Yeah,
fine.
Just yell at me, babe.
Actually, don't yell. Stop yelling. Everybody stop. Stop. Stop it. Especially. Ooh, la, la, la. That is not 8 seconds. Especially. Ooh, la, la, la. All right, fine, Lisa.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, hey, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. We're a couple of weeks away from Mardi Gras. You ever been in New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
Yes, when I was 18 years old. I wanted to flash everybody, but I was too embarrassed, so I never did.
And by the way, that's right about the time you were 18, so you were 2 years out of Idol.
Uh-huh.
And Idol was a big deal when you were on it.
Yeah.
That would have been right about the time that somebody would have gone, hey, that's Michaela Gordon.
Totally. But also, I appear wild, but I'm actually kind of conservative. And I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was so embarrassed.
But you could go for an entire 6 months and not have anybody see you, recognize you. You could go up and tell somebody and go, I was on American Idol. And they'd go, were you? And then, but the moment you flash your boobs,
they know.
Hey, that's her.
Yeah.
So, Mardi Gras, a couple of weeks. And this is great if you would like to practice responsible merriment and debauchery. The good people at LSU, go Tigers, have created biodegradable beads.
Oh, nice.
Which contain seeds so that once they break down, they could sprout plants. The beads are still in the early stages. 3D printing them takes about 90 minutes. They're hoping to figure it out by Mardi Gras and give it a test run.
That's really cool.
So that when you collect your beads, and then you go, well, what the hell do I do with these things? And really, wait, why did I flash my boobs so much to get these beads? Mm-hmm. Well,
now you're grown trees.
Now, help the environment. Like me yesterday when I was talking about spitting out my gum.
Exactly.
And how I was helping birds build nests.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be the one to provide the tree for them to build the nest in.
Wow.
Just by flashing your boots. Good for you. For over a decade, a 34-year-old man named Sean Stewart and his team have been handing out roses to single and widowed women in Washington State. How would they know? Oh, it'll tell you right here. Since 2015, he has had a Facebook page called Rose Rush, where people can nominate recipients. And this year, they gave out flowers to more than 120 people.
That is so sweet, dude.
I used to send flowers on Mother's Day. I used to send roses on Mother's Day to all of my buddies that I felt, three of them, that I felt like I was, and I included the older ladies too, the moms and everything. My buddies' wives and my buddies' moms, I would send roses on Mother's Day because I felt like I was part of the family and I thought it would be a nice thing to do.
So sweet.
Yeah. Until one of my boys took me aside and said, bro, you're showing me up.
Oh, you're making him look bad. I got to tell you, though, on Valentine's Day, when we went to do destinations for the seniors, we gave them roses.
Sure.
And they really do love them. Like, it's very, very sweet. Doesn't matter your age, where you're at. They were so appreciative of those little roses.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that we did that and all of that. And I think we'll step our Valentine's game up. We'll do that and more.
Yeah.
Next year. Mm-hmm. I have much inspiration on this. I sense a brainstorming lunch that'll last all afternoon, if you know what I'm saying. Coming up, that's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I have it on every morning. I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! It's a funny thing when you realize how listener-intensive your show has become. Our phones are broken right now. Do we have an update?
Yes. The powers have messed with our phones. That's all we know.
Yeah.
We know who did it.
We know it's not our fault. That's all we needed to know. Thank God.
This just in. 99 times out of 100, it's not our fault. Back in the day, I used to have a thing. They used to run on TV. They used to run these things. It was CBS Cares. And I had Martin Sheen, because we were CBS before we were Odyssey. And I had Martin Sheen, CBS Cares. And I would run that all the time. They finally told me to knock it off. They thought I was disrespectful. And I said, no, just show you care. They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, somebody. So here's the deal. Nicole Perez Valiante may or may not be going for win number 3 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I know, I was all excited. I was like, oh, good. Well, you know, we'll just get back into it. Here's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And it was like,
our girl.
Well, but the phones don't work, so they know. Ain't no way, you know?
Totally.
How you gonna play the game? Tell them you have 10 minutes to show up at the station.
Could you imagine?
First ever in person live.
I had a Zoom meeting last night. I had a Zoom meeting last night for his charity that I'm on the board of. And then I last second, so the guy, the guy who's our present chairman of the board was late getting to the meeting. So I'm sitting there on the Zoom. Bleh, sucks. And then I realized I didn't know that I could have been there in person, that it was right down the street. And I thought about, instead of waiting for this clown, you know, instead of waiting for this guy on the Zoom meeting, I just gone down there in person.
Yeah.
And I thought about trying to beat him there. I wonder if we could do the, you know, like the first two people to show up at the station, they play the game.
Listen, I don't know why my mind's going to this, but TRL was my favorite show, and they would stand outside of those windows, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So if you guys do want to stand out the window, I will totally give you 2000s vibes.
Here's what sucks is that because we don't have official rules to do that, we'll get screamed at even more than we're gonna get screamed at already for, you know, showing maybe a less than a respectful attitude toward the company.
All right.
You can't do that. And there's liability. You can't tell the first person to show up that they win because they might crash their car and they'll sue us.
Wait, they.
That's a true story. Also, did I tell you my TRL story?
No.
It's the greatest. When I was a stepdad, yeah, oh no, she hated me. Little 12-year-old Tesha, God bless her, and I loved that child. And I went so far out of my way to make this incredible experience for her, and she thought I lied to her. I will tell you the story right after Billie Eilish, because we're going to need something to do instead of Hometown Throwdown.
So. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Extraordinary Lives, the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, I didn't have the thing turned on. Now I'm weirded out by this. So the story on our phones is corporate messed up our phones?
That's what I was told.
By not paying the bill? Is that the they said cuts were coming. Cutting phones.
Yeah, phones are out.
Phones are out.
Good. I don't answer them anyway. At least not my personal phone.
That's a completely different. Yeah, that's something totally different.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone and what?
I know. I'm just playing along with you because I feel like I'm confused with what we're talking about.
About the phones not working.
I know.
So therefore, no Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. The explanation that we got.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? You know, because we start reaching out to people going, hey, stuff don't work, not able to do our jobs, you know, kind of like anybody else would to reach out to their superiors.
Yeah.
And the story we got back was, what was it?
Corporate has messed with our phone lines is what I was told.
Corporate has messed with the phone lines. In what way? Like what? Like why? Why?
Yeah.
Is there somebody in Philadelphia that we're, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know phones work like that.
Why are you holding the thing up to your ear? Like,
because I'm just trying to see if it might work. Because we actually got a dial tone, but it's still not. It's still not. Nope. Nothing. I'm trying, man.
That's awesome.
No, Siri. Settle down, Siri.
Siri's trying to help.
Down. Someone is. Thank you.
Somebody, thanks, yes. Siri. Somebody's getting their hands dirty right now. It's great. So TRL, years ago, we were owned by a company called Viacom. CBS Radio was owned, our parent company was Viacom. We had Paramount, we had CBS TV, we had Nickelodeon, we had MTV. Did I say CBS TV already? Mm-hmm. We had all of that stuff. So we got all the stars of all the Paramount movies. We got, you know, like when Survivor was a big deal and somebody got voted off the island, came to our show the next morning. We had all the, when Jersey Shore started, we talked to all those guys to the point of where it was like, Snooki again? Oh, God.
I loved Snooki.
Literally, it was like, who is the guy? Who's Pauly's buddy? Well, when Pauly came to DJ at the Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He would come in just because we knew each other.
Sure.
He was like, I just wanted to come and see you guys in person. Vin?
Vinny.
Is that the other guy?
No, oh, yeah.
Vin. And it was Pauly. Who's that?
Ron.
No,
and
the other
Mike, the Situation.
And then was Vin the smaller guy? Kind of the guy who danced with Chippendales?
Yes.
Anyway, he came in. He goes, I just wanted to see what you guys looked like in person.
Oh, funny.
Yes, because we had talked so many times.
Yeah, of course.
They didn't
know what we looked like.
To where it was, we finally got tired of just like talking about the show. So then we just started talking about other stuff with them.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about the Super Bowl? You know, whatever. because it was so much. So we had access, man. So at the time when I was married before and I had two stepdaughters, my sister-in-law lived on Long Island. So we're going to go visit. I'm going to go to New York. Great.
Sure.
Going to go to New York. My oldest stepdaughter was obsessed with MTV to the point of where we had to put parental control on the TV because she wouldn't do her homework.
Oh my God, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'd have to find it. Okay, you can watch TRL and then. So I pulled strings with our buddy, she did everything for us, sent us all the MTV stars, everything. I reached out to her and said, "We're going to be in New York. Is there any way we can see the TRL studio? We don't need to be there for a taping."
Oh, that's so cool, though. Yeah.
She goes, "Yes, I'll take you myself.
Fine.
I'll show you myself." So we go. Now, as we all know, well, maybe we don't all know, television in person is freaking weird.
Oh, yeah. It's so different.
Way smaller than you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
TRL had like tinsel in the doorway.
Oh, yeah. Like the door beads and stuff. That was so the time.
And it was bleachers like elementary school.
Yeah.
And that was really all it was.
Sure.
It was just the floor. There was some stuff on the walls. And this was the part. And it looked cheap. Mm-hmm. It looked great on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. On TV, it looked great. In person, it looked cheap. And she was so mad at me because she thought that I took her to the fake TRL. That this was just...
Oh, because it didn't look like on TV.
It didn't look like on TV.
How old was she again? 13?
12 maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 maybe.
Yeah.
And she was so mad. And I was like, do you really think that they've built up a fake studio just to fool little kids?
Uh-huh.
Like you?
Uh-huh.
Not so little kids?
Yeah.
And she was very confused and did not know, but literally did not speak to me for the rest of the trip.
Oh, my God, because she was so upset she thought I was a faker.
Yeah.
Ugh, I know. We didn't know anything about reality television at that time, though, because I feel like that was my age range. 12 to, like, 16 was my TRL days, and I feel like I wouldn't have known anything if I would have gone into the studio, too. I would have been like, what is this?
And Carson Daly wasn't there, so she
wasn't.
So she just wasn't having it. All right.
She was mad.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is still on hold. Who knows what's going to happen next?
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Is it cold in your studio again, Adrian?
A little chilly. A little bit.
He's got his hood up. He's got
poor
his,
Angel. It
his
is cold in his studio.
On the outside of... Is it?
Yeah, it's freezing.
It used to be like super cold.
Terrible. If I go in there and talk to him for 5 minutes, I throw myself out of that studio.
As long as we're just going to talk about the engineers today, talk about all the people behind the scenes. Know what? So Adrian's studio is connected to another studio that's across. We're kind of in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 studios. Some big, some little.
Yeah.
In here. It was built, I want to say 2012 is when we moved in here. Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Maybe sooner. Maybe it was before that. We've been here a while now. It still feels kind of like the new place, but...
Yeah.
But it was built when there were more people and more things and all this stuff.
Sure.
So there's all these different kind of rooms. They're renting out one of them now for somebody to do a podcast. But the people that's renting it out and they're doing a podcast... From what I understand, they're a bit of a pain in the neck. So, and neck is not the word I wanted to use.
Yeah.
And so, to fight back the thermostat in that room, which is connected to Adrian's room and controls both of the rooms, they turned it way down to like Arctic and then locked it.
No. Is that what's been happening?
Yeah, they said 48 degrees. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And so then I went, hey, poor Adrian's about, hypothermia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We could see his breath.
fine accent.
And they were like, oh, didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. We didn't think about, we were just trying to torture the other people. And they seemed to actually kind of like it. So now, so they turned it back up. I had them turn it back up. I'll have to go in there and look. But I think what happened now, they've reached like some sort of middle ground. But there's three or four people in that room, just one in his. So the heat difference.
Sure.
The body heat difference.
Aww.
Like all messed up.
I appreciate your concern.
You know I handle business for my people?
No, thank you.
I do. I do a lot of work. I do a lot of work behind the scenes.
No, I appreciate that. I like the spiciness today. I'm with you.
Known and unknown. Is it spicy?
It's a little spicy. No, but we just need to make sure things are correct. And, you know, sometimes it has to get a little spicy in order for that to be possible.
Well, some days are a little spicier than others. You know what I mean? Sometimes things are a little rough. Not as bad. You'll hear more of this story. Hang on. I'm going to pull this out right now. This guy... And I want to say he was in Australia. Oh, shoot. Where is it? Okay. Some guy's going viral. The first 60 seconds of his day. Mm-hmm. Three different things happened and just ruined his day.
Oh, God.
He said he had a late night, needed to get up kind of early. So he was exhausted. And by late night, like 4 or 5 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
had to get up at 8.
Oh, I hate
out of that.
That,
right? Alarm goes off. He's exhausted, fumbling around, trying to snooze his alarm. In the process, he hit the power button 5 times.
Oh my gosh. No.
He's got a Google Pixel. What happens if you hit the power button 5 times on your phone?
I don't know because I've never done that.
Oh my gosh, no, but I didn't know if there, you had a...
I would just assume it would just turn off everything.
No, I think that would be an upgrade from what happened.
Oh, good.
He hit the power button on his Google Pixel 5 times, which sets off the emergency SOS, which calls 911.
Yeah.
To start.
Uh-huh.
And then turns the alarm into a blaring siren sound. He said, I saw the notifications for calling 911. And stuff about sending location and whatever else to his emergency contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does it call fire, police, whatever, if you've identified emergency contacts in your phone, it calls all of them.
Oh my gosh.
To let them know you're in danger.
I mean, good to know it works, but.
And he goes, oh no, emergency services are going to come. My friends are going to get scared. He cancels everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should be okay. Then he starts getting texts from his friends. Apparently what this thing also does is takes photos and video of the situation.
Oh, my God.
So that everybody's, you know, kind of abreast of just exactly how dangerous this is.
Uh-huh.
How serious the situation is. The feature on his phone sends those images, photos and video, when an emergency is triggered. Problem was, dude sleeps naked. So that's right.
God.
12 emergency contacts in his phone.
So at all.
Have now also gotten images of him in the nude.
Yeah.
Including his junk. Fortunately, he's able to have a sense of humor about it. He says, hope this gave everyone a good laugh. Before anyone gets all serious, yes, I also know that I can change the SOS settings on my phone. Nobody was upset or offended. My embarrassment just gave everyone a jolly start to their day or a fun late night booty call, depending on their particular
yes.
time zone. So
go ahead, boss.
This all's well that ends well, but you think you're having a bad day. You're doing all right. Well, we did the best we could. We hung on as long as we could, hoping that we would be able to do a real 177-second survey with you. Literally, our phone, for whatever reason, phones don't work. The explanation that we got was
corporate put our phone lines down.
Corporate mess. What did it say? Corporate
messed with our phone lines and they shut them off.
For what? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes our very put upon chief engineer trudging. Oh, God.
Yeah.
He looks miserable. Literally, he looks, you know, in the cartoons when they show the guy with the rain cloud over their head and the rain. That's what he looks like right now.
Aww. Come on,
pal. Bum, 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 bum. Just,
oh, that is the music.
Just.
Hey, we don't want to bother him.
That's not how he feels. I guarantee it. He's just like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we would love to have you be part of the 177-second survey, but it's not to be. We're just going to play a game today anyway, so I think this kind of all fits.
Sure.
Because we can play the game without you. Which came first, Michaela? The movie, The Hunger Games, or DoorDash?
Oh, my God.
Which came first?
I'm going to say Hunger Games.
DoorDash.
Hunger Games 2012.
Yeah.
DoorDash 2013.
Wow.
Which came first, Michaela? Peloton or Airbnb?
Airbnb.
Adrian.
Airbnb.
Airbnb 2008.
Uh-huh.
Peloton 2012.
Wow.
Which came first, Michaela? Avengers Endgame or Bumble?
Oh, Bumble.
Adrian?
I'm going to have to go Bumble too.
Avengers Endgame 2019. Bumble 2014.
Yes.
You guys are good at this game.
Wow.
3 for 3. Which came first, Michaela? Frozen or TikTok?
Frozen.
Frozen.
TikTok.
Ah!
Hang on.
Okay.
TikTok 2016. Frozen 2013.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't know about that because, like, TikTok could have been bubbling on the under.
1,000%.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking you were going to say.
2016 was even older than I thought, too. I was like, oh, yeah. How about that? Which came first, Michaela? Moana or Tinder?
Oh. Tinder.
Tinder.
Tinder 2012. Moana 2016.
Yeah, dude.
Guys are killing it on this
game. Good job, Adrian.
Michaela, which came first? Spotify or Zoom?
Oh, my God. Spotify.
Zoom.
Zoom 2011. Spotify 2008.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? The devil created Spotify.
That's right. Like the whole LimeWire situation. It's so true. I was like, I know that happened around sometime.
Oh, we're out of time, but let's do it one more time. Which came first, Michaela? The first Android phone. Android phone.
Uh-huh.
Or Avatar. The movie Avatar.
Funny. Avatar.
Android phone.
Avatar 2009. First Android phone 2008.
Oh!
Right, you ran the table right,
yes.
right out to the end. Relationship rehab coming up next. We may or may not have your choice of a bunch of prizes. We'll see if. Listen, it's almost 11 o'clock on the East Coast. You would think, although it's probably just our phones. I can't imagine it's company-wide.
Yeah.
Say, will you call the people in L.A.? Call our friends in L.A. and see if their phones work. At Odyssey L.A. See if their phones. Call our friends at Odyssey Phoenix. Or you know what? Just screw it. Let's just call one of the. Just call the station's request line. See if they answer.
Fair enough.
Probably not because they don't have any people in the building either, but who's going to answer? Hold up now. I've run circles around myself with my logic. I've baffled myself with my ingenuity. Hold up now. Sure, you can call, but who will answer? If a phone call gets made to a radio station where no one's at, is there really a phone call? That's the old tree falls in the... Never mind. Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. Shouldn't my boyfriend be paying half? I don't know where it went. Oh, it's on this page that I just folded up into 17 pieces. Relationship rehab from Taylor on the east side. Shouldn't my boyfriend be paying half? Speaking of running circles around ourselves with the logic, on the surface of this, I say yes.
Sure.
The more I think about it, I say no. But yeah, we'll let you decide perhaps in just a moment. Hang on. So literally, this Chapel Road is just coming to the end. Michaela starts trying to tell me a story. And I looked at her and I went, hang on a second. I don't even know what you're talking about. And she looked so disappointed. And I went, no. But I want to know. Hang on. That was the cue for that. But I want to know.
Wake up. KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I was willing to believe that that had frozen up also.
Yeah, and I would have believed it with it's you.
You saw me hit it three times, right?
I did. Yeah. That last one was kind of a punch. We were like, hello, are we on?
I may have switched from fingertip to knuckle.
Yeah.
On the touch screen.
Yeah, we didn't know the pressure level.
Do I know? Have I lost my fingertip? Am I without fingertips now? Has something happened and I didn't?
You mind keep talking about corporate and see what happens.
No.
Is that making you uncomfortable today? I'm frustrated. Frustrated with the company because our phones don't work. And the story that we got was that it's because corporate did something to the phones. And I'm like, what? Not pay the bill? Because that's a possibility these days. Because we're being told that there are, you know, dramatic cuts coming. Like there are in a lot of industries and a lot of different. Yeah, they were talking about the people down there, you know, protesting on the strip the other day out in front of the Bellagio. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I saw that on the news. They showed people turned out. And there was maybe 10 people there. To which we were like, my wife and I, we drove by and we went, ooh, what's the fuss?
Uh-huh.
You know, these people, what are they fussing about? And it was Doge and all that stuff. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Mm-hmm. Insane out there.
I thought there might be a few more of them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And that's just an observation. That's not a comment. That's not a commentary. We just thought it was funny that there were more Metro cops there monitoring the situation than there were people with their signs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. And then we saw it on the news later, and I was like, well, great. Now those people know what people in radio feel like. And not just us, people at iHeart and whatnot, they're going to go through it again, too.
Yeah.
And they've had it worse than us. But so, yes, I've been a little frustrated this morning with our good people in Balachinwid, Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia. That's fine. They're just looking at me going, what's he going to say next?
Where's he going?
Yeah, where's he going to go? You said you had it. What were you talking about? Mouth tape?
Oh, nothing. Lee, oh my God. I was talking about. Oh my God.
Nothing. Because it was a thing. She had like her finger.
Oh, yeah, but I forgot. No. Okay.
She had her finger in her mouth and stuff. And I'm like, what's happening right now? And she goes, I went, the mouth tape. And I went, hold up. I don't even know what you're talking about. And she was like,
Yeah.
And I said, no, but the song's over. We have to go. I do want to know. So yeah, no, this better. I hope it's good.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I hope it works. Lisa, my fiance, I love her so much. She's doing this new thing where she's snoring so loud. It's not her fault. I don't know. Maybe she can't breathe. But it's disturbing my sleep. And it's not her fault. It's just like, what do you do? So I was looking at these TikTok videos where the girls do this thing called morning shed. I'm kind of upset. It's like my ASMR right now. The girls go to bed with all of these things like face masks, heatless curls.
Okay.
But they're doing this new thing called mouth tape.
Yes.
and mouth
and the
tape.
Shed, and the shed is when you take all the crap
off. Take it
off.
All off in the morning.
Sure.
Yes. But apparently mouth tape
yeah.
is supposed to not only be so much better for your sleep and digestion.
Sure.
It helps with the snoring.
Yeah.
But I don't see how it would help with the snoring. So I was looking it up.
I don't see how it helps with the digestion.
I know. There's. What? I have so many questions with this
mouth tape. You know what also helps with digestion while you're sleeping? Stop eating before you go to bed.
Amen.
Sorry. Did I yell?
Amen. But if it's helping with the snoring, I want to know more about it. But I don't. I was Googling.
How do you affix the mouth? Is it scotch tape?
No, there's like specific tape
is
that you buy.
Duct tape?
No, it's like.
Is it plumbing tape?
I no.
Is it?
It's
I'm
like.
Running out of tapes.
No, they have these cases. They're some of them are in shapes of lips. And you just put it on over your mouth.
What do you tape it to?
Your mouth.
Understood. Then what goes, where's the other end? On your face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Around the back of your head?
No, just cheek to cheek, like the Joker. Oh, God, that's terrifying. Sleeping next to the Joker.
Sorry, just go to,
yeah.
Right. Just go like this?
Uh-huh.
I know you can't see this, but you can see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can hear it.
I got my fingers, and the fingers, and you come in my mouth. And that's an encampment. If I go to a further with the boys, it's an encampment. And then I'll pull my cheek back.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So
is
I'm
like
going to.
I
think it was. I think that was actually a better explanation than I got from most of the reels I was just watching. But I think I'm going to try it. I think I'm going to get it.
Does Lisa know you're going to do this?
She doesn't. Well, she might be listening, so maybe she does now.
So you're just, what are you going to do? You're just going to pin her down? And just,
while here, she's asleep, I just
hold
put
still.
It over.
What comes next?
Lisa, close your eyes.
And so now you've gone tape mouth, mouth tape.
Mouth tape.
Tape face.
Yeah.
Tape mouth, mouth tape, tape face. This sounds like a game show. What? And then what's next? Pillow over face?
If she doesn't stop snoring.
Just kidding.
I know.
All right, good. Relationship rehab is coming up in just a moment. Shouldn't my boyfriend be paying half? Taylor on the East Side says. We'll talk about it next.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
In the midst of all the chaos, by the way, relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Taylor on the East Side. Shouldn't my boyfriend be paying half? Half of what, you ask? I'm glad you asked, and we'll tell you in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of all the chaos this morning, Jason Levin, who's obviously as intelligent as he is good-looking, wrote an email. Good morning, Chet. Thought I'd share it with my friend Michaela.
Yeah.
I used to listen to you when we lived in Las Vegas over 10 years ago. I have the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah.
And just found you once again. It's great to hear you're still on the morning show.
Aww.
Great to hear a familiar voice from Las Vegas. Brings back good memories from Vegas. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. The very attractive and very smart. I just put that part in.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, very successful.
Yeah, doy.
Jason Levin.
Beauty and Brains.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And by the way, that is really smart. That could get you on a Disney cruise. We just finished up doing 5K a day.
Yeah.
From literally listening for an hour a day on the Odyssey app.
So cute.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my wife, in an effort to manipulate the ratings, am I allowed to say this? I'm not, well.
Don't
hell.
Let that stop you now.
Yeah, you know what? Come for me. Come for me. You know where I'm at. No, but my wife, she wakes up literally. Her alarm goes off at 6 o'clock every morning. Turns on the Odyssey app. Turns on the show, goes about her world. She may listen, she may not. That thing's playing, kids.
I know. We love Amy for that. Yes.
Real one.
Smarty girl.
Every day. Some days, never mind. No, some days I'll go in. On occasion, there's pre-recorded stuff that we'll do. And I've come upon her. Listen, I go, what are you listening to that for? And then I realize it's our show. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Oh,
not so bad.
Uh-huh.
What are you listening to that crap for? And then I'm like, oh, hey, that's pretty good. Except when I hack up along and don't expect it. Sorry. So I want to find out where Jason is now. But in the meantime,
Taylor on the East Side for Relationship Rehab. I have been dating a guy for 4 months now. I'm fascinated by this. I'm on birth control, and I pay for all of it completely myself. I realize this is not your game. However, is it expensive?
Yeah.
I would imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is
so important.
That's why this has come up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to continue, Taylor says, I've been struggling with money since I lost my job, and I asked my boyfriend if he could help pay for it. He said that he didn't think that was fair. Also, this dope. Sometimes you don't need to illustrate your point. He threw the your body, your choice at her.
Oh, God.
No, and I think even I'd like to believe he's just being funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's being funny.
I know.
Like you thought he was being smart. And mm-hmm. Instead, you're just smart ass. Mm-hmm. And you know. Taylor says, don't you think that men should pay for at least half of the birth control? Logic tells me maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Logic tells me maybe. But hey, is the text line down too?
I would assume so.
You haven't checked the text line since COVID.
Actually, no, it does work. That's not true.
I know it's not.
You can. You can text us.
I'm teasing you. So hit us up that way, 702-364-9898. We can't. I'd love to give you prizes for it. We can't. I have thoughts on this.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Because I have a flip side. And for the record, sometimes I just come up with an argument against. I don't necessarily believe it. I think it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I think the argument against is stupid.
Sure.
But it's an argument nonetheless.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shouldn't a guy? So, Taylor's question. Don't you think that men should pay for at least half of the birth control? 702-364-9898. Don't call. Text only right now. Sorry. Oh, Gaga and Bruno crying about it.
Oh, no.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up. 98.5
KLUC. Relationship rehab. Taylor on the East Side. Been dating a guy for 4 months now. I'm on birth control. I pay for all of it completely myself. I've been struggling with money since I lost my job. I asked my boyfriend if he could help pay for it. He said he did not think that was fair. Might have even thrown a little, your body, your choice deal at her. Who knows what's going on with that. Don't you think, here's the question from Taylor, don't you think that men should pay for at least half
mm-hmm.
of the, half Eddie, that's an old bit, old Eddie Murphy bit, back in the day. I want half Eddie. Go look it up, kids.
Classic.
Ooh, inappropriate comedy. You never get away with that now.
I'm sure.
Barely got away with it then.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that men should pay for at least half of the birth control, says Taylor on the East Side. Text line, is there anything?
Nothing yet.
Good. Are you sure they can text?
Oh, they can.
Because my phone blew up.
Any minute it could happen. Actually, we did get a text.
Excellent. Many people circumventing the process who have my personal phone number.
Oh, yeah. They're texting. Personal.
New. 98.5 KLUC, Odyssey Las Vegas sales assistant, Misty Regal, to the best of my knowledge, the first second generation employee of this particular company since I've been here. Her dad was the assistant engineer for years.
That's so cute.
Was kind of my guy at Toy Drive for a long, long time. And now his little daughter, who I've known forever, she's grown up. She says, yes, pay half. Giant letters.
Yeah. Giant.
Yes, pay half. Especially since she's low on money right now.
Mm-hmm. You go, Misty.
She goes on to make another point. Is the text worth reading?
No.
Excellent. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
Talk to me. I'm here. I have thoughts and opinions. We'll get to them.
Oh, should he pay half?
No.
Why?
You know,
why?
In this situation, he should, because she needs, because she needs help, and she's asking for help because she lost her job. In general, though, the philosophy that it should be a half, I don't agree with that.
Why?
Is that fair?
Why?
Why? Because on the flip side, as a man, I don't ask for half when I need to purchase protection. I don't ask for half if I need to go get tested to make sure that we're both safe. Etc. Etc.
Yes, sir. So that was what Misty continued with. She said, "Well, if he was paying for that, if he was the one, then maybe that would make it even. But I can't, man. I can just imagine the head spinning, the screaming that we would get if this situation was reversed." Taylor's boyfriend, what's his name? Jimmy.
Yeah.
And if Jimmy wrote us and said, hey, I just lost my job and I think my girlfriend should pay for half on the condoms, there'd be a revolt.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's hard to admit, but yeah.
But do you need condoms when you're in a serious relationship with the girl on birth control?
Doesn't matter.
But if
the situation were reversed.
Yeah.
If he's the one providing the birth control and he said, I want her to pay half, people's heads would explode. They would.
Maybe people's.
You're not in the right space for this today.
I totally am. I usually feel like I am. I'm trying to think of the argument, listening to Adrian and to you. I feel like if you're in a serious relationship and you have your girl using birth control as your protection, you're not going out getting condoms or being tested regularly because you're in a serious relationship. Getting birth control isn't just going to Walgreens and grabbing it off the shelf. You have to make a doctor's appointment. If you don't have insurance, it is very expensive. It's not $20 a box. So I feel like he should pay half.
But if the situation were reversed, and you do have to make, so to your point, you do have to go make appointments to get tested, and you know, and they do cost something. If the situation were reversed, should she have to pay half?
If he was going to get...
If the situation were reversed, I don't think we need to...
Well, I feel like I'm not understanding the question.
If the situation were reversed...
And he's getting the birth control.
Correct.
And he wanted half.
Yeah.
Then she should pay half.
Heads would explode. That's not real.
It's not reality to me because I don't know guys that can get birth control.
That's, what do you think those are?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're seeing the same situation.
Are you thinking disease versus birth control?
No, I'm thinking pill form, birth control.
Right. Versus, and I'm trying to keep it a little bit cleaned up because we've got kids.
Yeah, sure.
I don't need more questions than answers.
Yeah,
that's the purpose of those. When guys go out and buy the box of, that's the purpose, right? I mean, yes, disease, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, birth control.
Yeah. I don't think they're as expensive as birth control. However, if he's broke and he's been paying for it, she could pay half. But I'm very much down the middle. I think everybody should pay half if everyone's having fun.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fine.
Great. Boom.
I don't know. I see the point. I tend to agree with you. I can't imagine a guy asking for half. I'm just saying that. Can't imagine a dude asking for half. I'm sure that sparked a lot of ideas in guys' heads right now. Like, hey, wait a minute, maybe I should be asking for half. And I do understand the expense. Is it, if you have insurance, is it free?
I don't know.
Even if you have insurance. Yeah, I know, it's not your game.
I don't know. I think.
I wish the phones were.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Very happy for a friend of mine.
I think he is on the verge of, how do I explain this? So I was talking to another friend of mine who lives in Hawaii. So he got, so my other friend is the boss of this team. And because he's the boss of the team, he gets to live in Hawaii. The company's based in Washington.
Sure.
He gets to live in Hawaii, work remotely. And because most of the clients are Eastern time zone, Hawaii's like 2 hours ahead. So he's got to get up. He's got to get up and go to work at like 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is 5:30, like 5:30 Pacific our time. Okay. And then 8:30 East Coast time. And they got a lot of clients back east. So he's looking to bring my other friend on his team. My buddy is also an early riser.
Mm-hmm.
He is on the verge of going from regular, like 9 to 5, 5 days a week type situation.
Yeah.
But he always goes in early because he thinks he has so much work to do.
Uh-huh.
He's about to get to do 3:30 in the morning, 4 in the morning,
uh-huh,
to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Fridays off. Work if you need to.
Stop it.
I know. Is that not amazing?
I'm obsessed with this for him.
I was thinking the next time that we go into negotiations,
uh-huh,
maybe we could tape a Friday show. Nobody would be the wiser.
Yeah, I love this.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, dude.
So, and just a new poll asked people what their ideal work week would be.
I love that.
And this is kind of, it's kind of a junk bit, but I kind of liked it. Nearly a quarter like the idea of doing 5 8-hour work days.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you do 4 10s,
yep,
all day long?
100%.
40% said they would do that. And then have a 3-day weekend every weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes a 4-day weekend.
Listen, because I always feel like you work Friday, then you get Friday night off. Saturday, you do all of your chores, maybe have fun. Sunday is a reset. There's never enough time. Like having that additional day off would be amazing.
15% said they would like 2 extra days off and would be willing to do 3 13-hour days. I would do that.
Heartbeat.
I mean, okay, listen. You and I are grinders like that. Anyway,
yeah,
I'd like to try it where you actually had to do work.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, we talk big now.
Yeah.
And this is difficult in its own way. If it was so easy, everybody would do
of
it.
Of course.
But, mm-hmm, you know, that's like people, oh, I could do that. People tell me I'm funny. Okay, come on in. I used to do it all the time. And just sit them down in front of the microphone.
Did you?
Sure.
Funny.
Sit them down in front of the microphone and they'd look at me and go, what am I supposed to talk about? That's what they do every time.
No.
What am I supposed to talk about? And just, it's your show,
you
chief.
You tell me, babe.
It's your show. Let's go, bro.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I love
it was
that.
Always dudes. It was never, you know, never women. Yeah. Women are smarter than that.
Yeah,
women,
they're like, you're doing great.
Women think it through.
Yeah.
No, they go, I could do that. But they're also smart enough to go, give me a little more, you know, maybe set up some groundwork for me.
Yeah. Listen, I love that you brought this up because I did see this story. I think it was out of Texas. They're trying to shorten the school week as well to just 4 days. And I feel like everybody would really benefit.
Nightmare.
With
Nightmare.
Says no. The non-parent.
I'm saying nightmare, also non-parent, but I know because poor Adrian
no,
just
dude,
got
you whipped. Guys are right.
He just shook his head so hard left to right.
Okay, all
he
right,
has,
Dad.
He has half a concussion and whiplash.
4 day school week. Let's try a 6 day school week. Let's see if Saturday, if they'll really learn on Saturday. You know
listen,
saying?
I'll give let's this whole that. Thing to you. You got it. You're or the data.
Just, or even just let it be state mandated health care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
This is crazy. I've had this same thought in the back of my head for a while, but in a different way.
Okay.
What has happened to rock music?
Dude.
Is there rock
like
music
old
anymore?
Old school, like great rock music?
No. Well, yes. Yes, but no.
Okay.
Are there still rock bands? Now, we know our buddy from Elvis Malone.
Yes, yes, yes. Monroe.
That's, what did I say?
Malone.
No, I said Monroe. I'm sure
I heard
of
that.
It.
No, you're right.
Well, they should change it to Malone, like Post Malone, because that's dope.
Chet, I swear to God.
They okay. should.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Elvis Malone. Mm-hmm. That's the
exactly.
smart. That's what the smart guy does.
They got it wrong.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? Change that immediately. Have this fixed. Get back to me by the end of business today. But I mean...
Yeah,
like
I hear
it's
you.
It's not prominent.
Yeah, like we had like the Killers and that was a moment, but like AC/DC to Killers to where are we at now?
I think Killers are rockish.
You're right, kind of
Imagine
pop
Dragons, poppy.
Yeah.
Maroon 5. Have we heard anything since then? I'm not sure. I'm just saying, there's plenty of single acts.
Yes.
During a panel at a music festival in Italy, the guy from Duran Duran back in the day that all the girlies loved, John Taylor, expressed his belief that bands are disappearing from the contemporary music scene. And he was even like, he goes, the day of the group? Were there any groups at the Grammys this year? Now, I would make the case that, like Bruno Mars, that's a band, but it is fronted by Bruno. His band is sick.
Yeah, because he's got like Anderson .Paak on drums. Like, it's a vibe.
But it's Bruno Mars.
Right.
The singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he goes, Metallica, Rolling Stones, Green Day, Black Crowes, Pearl Jam, all nominated. Solo artists were the night's big winners. And it's a big shift. And I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. I don't know. And I love rock bands. I love rock music. I did a thing where I got to work with some of like 38 Special. I got to play with for a long time. And I feel like they were very, very cool. But I think with this new generation also, like sex, drugs, and rock and roll, these newer generations just don't get.
Yeah.
So it's like not a thing. Which is unfortunate.
In different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On TikTok.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Everything old is new again. I love this. And boy, there's got to be video of this somewhere. Two men, a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old, were caught attempting to smuggle $200,000 worth of contraband into a federal prison in Louisiana using a cannon.
What?
Yeah, they were going to fire a cannon and launch drugs into a prison.
Discreet.
A little over $112,000 worth of tobacco and, you know, cigarettes,
yeah,
chew, whatnot,
course.
Zins, probably some Zins.
Uh-huh.
Popular even behind bars. And about $90,000 worth of meth over a security fence and onto the prison grounds. It's unclear if they got caught in the act or if officials got wind of it ahead of time. We don't know what this cannon looked like. Apparently, it had a range of a little over a football field.
Wow.
So it's possible that this whole thing could have worked, assuming that nobody in or around the prison noticed a cannon firing
on
the property.
Come on.
Couldn't have been very discreet.
Yeah.
We don't know if the cannon... Oh, we do know the cannon was not antique, like 19th century. Because, you know, when you think cannon... Oh, probably more like a t-shirt cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
this is kind of a good idea, actually.
Okay, so not a cannon.
I know. I was literally thinking cartoon cannon. Like cannonball. I was like, yeah, cool, buddy.
You gotta pull up the truck.
Yeah, it's so much work. Of course they would see
in there.
Yeah.
Pull whatever it is in the package. And my thought was, boy, you gotta get this right the first time.
1,000,000%.
Oh, damn it, short. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Send it back.
You gotta run up there, hike, hope that you get it. Get it back.
Get the meth.
No, but okay, like...
T-shirt cannon's not a bad idea. And it's not very loud. How'd they get that wrong?
No, I think they had it right. I think it's us that had it wrong.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
It still didn't work. But whatever. Both of them arrested. One of them is in the country illegally. The whole thing's a mess.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Mika, it's The More You Know Before We Go.
Oh, give me some info.
What do you think is the most played sport in America?
Football?
As of 2023. No, the most played. Like we all take part in.
Oh,
Like, tennis? What do you play? Tennis.
Pickleball.
No and no.
Baseball.
Try one more. No.
Why would I be? Yeah, I'm out there playing baseball. We're all playing it together. Me. No.
Golf, swimming, bowling. All almost there. Cornhole, number one.
Oh, my God. Cornhole. That's your game, babe.
Dude, and I love cornhole, but I just didn't. I know in other parts of the country, it's very, very common. I just didn't think it would be number one.
I didn't Surprising realize it was seen me. As a sport.
Her name's Michaela Gordon, everybody. You want to yell at somebody, you yell at her.
Is this a no? Y'all, does everyone know this?
How do you feel about cheerleading? Cheerleading, sport
Definite
or no sport?
Sport?
Yeah, okay, good answer.
Uh-huh.
All right, fine. Red Delicious apples used to be the most common variety of apples in the United States. They have become increasingly unpopular because they've bred them. And this is a problem for people in my home state of Washington. They started breeding them for looks, you know? Mm-hmm. And now they don't taste so great. Gala apples, because they're freaking awesome.
Yeah, so good.
Number one, Red Delicious, still number two. But about 2/3 of the Red Delicious don't come from this company or this country anymore.
Wow. You know what, though? I love red apples. I'm a green apple forever.
If you care, the rest of the top five, Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Those are yours. Honeycrisp, I love.
Love.
Fuji apples, also great.
So good.
And just finally this morning, Buzz Aldrin was not the first man to walk on the moon, right? But he was the first person to take a leap there. Wouldn't you know it? If you send boys to the moon, somebody's going to try.
It's so true.
He peed into a special bag in his suit while he was out on a walk. But the bag broke, so the liquid collected in one of his boots. It still didn't end up,
right?
You know, there,
on
but
Earth.
Yeah.
On the moon.
All right, that's it. Let's get out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app, where you can also find Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Rock and roll, and we will see you tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.